one time, I said, I never had a job anymore. I don't want that thing recording this. I said, I never had a job except keeping house. If I had to make a living, I don't know what I'd do. Somebody said, well, I know what you could do. You could get on the radio and read Uncle Remus to folks. I said, yeah, and all this immigration and all this doing, see, they'd have me in jail before the night is over.
Hello.
But my husband used to try to read Uncle Remus to our son, and he said, oh, take this thing, sis. I can pronounce these things on that time. All right, I'll see if I can find
one. It's Dr. Patterson, Department of English at Emory, and he's making all the collections and transcriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the place you can always contact somebody in the project.
Yeah.
I'm traveling around, so it's hard.
Well, if I can find one, I'll show you.
I really appreciate it.
All right, glad to see you. Well,
thank you very much. Okay, and your parents, the parents of your mother, wherever they born, you know.
My grandmother?
Yes, your mother's parents.
My mother's mother was born at Old Carrollville out from Baldwin, Mississippi. And my father's mother was born in Alabama, I'm sure, now from Moulton, Alabama.
Mother's father? Your mother's
yes.
Father?
He was.
Anything, as a matter of fact, you can tell me the birthplace, there's something about their occupation, how much schooling they were able to have.
Now, there's a cousin of mine in Baldwin at the old home, and she really knows the history of the family. I don't know too much about it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know too much about my grandmother. Was a Matty.
On your mother's side.
And this nephew of mine, that Aline's son, is has trying to trace the family history, and he hasn't found too much on.
Mm-hmm. And that's on your mother's side.
Yes.
Your mother's.
Yes, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and.
There's a little history of my mother's family in this little book that I gave to the archives in Jackson, and it was made a photostatic copy of it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
She was and of course some of our family, Uncle John, but Private John, he was called, was her uncle. They were.
Were they farmers largely, or?
Well, he was a senator.
Oh, I see.
But my father's people were, we didn't know too much about my father's people. An aunt raised him, the aunt that I am named for, his aunt raised him. His mother died when he was young, and this aunt took him to Nashville and raised him,
mm-hmm.
educated him. He went to University of Alabama, but whether he graduated or not, I don't know.
And Senator Allen, the state senator,
well, he was a congressman.
I see.
Private John, the way he was always known. He was just 14 years old. There were 6 sons in that family, and they all went to join the army, the Confederate army, and he was just 14 years old. So he was a scout, they called him Private John Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have a history of his life and all, but I don't happen to have it myself.
Mm-hmm. And your husband?
Well, my husband was born in Alabama. He came from Alabama. Henry Oliver Little.
And
his father was a captain in the Confederate Army. Captain B.F.